Just a small sampling there of the dysfunction on and off the field as Jalen Polk dropping passes again despite the best hands in the league. Amazing how that keeps happening week in and week out. And Jerod Mayo making excuses for guys who have been really vocal after these games and in some cases on social media after games. The KJ Osborne retweeting of that guy's not even his agent. That thing that's
what Giardi said. That the NFLPA says that guy's never negotiated.
Not even
a
his agent. You read the message is ridiculous. Like, I love you, K. I love you with all there is to love because you were a professional and you went out there and you caught a pass and you didn't even know if you were going to play. It's like, shut up, man. Like, God, like this is
you didn't
this
like
is
it?
Ridiculous for him to be retweeting that and putting it out there. Like, you scored a touchdown in the game, KJ. Like, people saw it. You don't have to now put like uplifting messages from your friend, not even your agent, just from random guys who are friends of yours and putting them out there on your social media looking like this needy teenage girl is what it looked like. I mean, that was ridiculous. And that's not all. This is just what was said to Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald as he went around the locker room and was getting all sorts of quotes from all sorts of people, like Daniel Aquale, who told the Herald after they lost to Jacksonville. Jerod just said, everybody's got to check their egos when they come in, and I agree with him. I feel like a lot of guys think too highly of themselves, Andy, and have to check their egos and come in and just play as a team. The energy could have been better, a lot better. We've got to find... Oh, no, wait a minute. This is a different quote. So let's put a pin in that for a second. That was Kendrick Bourne. Let's just digest that Aquale thing. As we've already heard Godchow on these airwaves with the midday show with Jones and Keefe say similar things about guys freelancing. He didn't say guys think too highly of themselves, but maybe Aquale is talking about Godchow. I don't know who's talking about who, but it doesn't sound good. I feel like a lot of guys think too highly of themselves and have to check their egos and come in and just play as a team. Who on this team has the right to have a big ego right now? Honestly,
nobody has the right. Now, I think some people do. Like, I've thought all along, Devon Godchow, going back to the contract thing, when I found out what he was asking for, the high dollar, and I was like, I'd tell him to pound sand. You're not that valuable. It's really 2024 in the NFL. We're in a rebuild. We're going to win two games with or without a run stuffer in the middle of the defense.
Who's not stuffing the run.
Right, who's not stuffing the run. But let's rewind a little bit further.
Okay.
The cut we played coming in with Jerod Mayo saying, now, you could also have the conversation with the guy personally. Yeah, you think? Like, for example, if I was actually just going to do it and see if you noticed, but I was going to go to, like, Twitter and be like, at Chris, working with some guys who babble a lot. Like, I was just going to tweet something. And like, wouldn't that piss you off? Like, if I have a problem, why don't we wait till the break? And I go, hey, you seem to be doing X, or right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would piss me off. For potentially, the guy is right here in the locker room or right there or three stalls down.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we going? Or if you're in a fight with your wife, do you go to social media and rip her? Because I feel like that's going to make the fight worse.
It's one thing when it's with the coaching staff. And last year, in the last couple of years, I remember Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne again, by the way. Lots to say.
Always.
Jacoby Myers, other guys sort of speaking out about the game plan, about the coaching, about the short game, all that stuff. You know, like, and Mac was pretty much the ringleader of it, I'd say. And that was part of his attitude issues and whatever else. But they were going against the Belichick coaching staff, which confronting them head on, I feel like, was not maybe in their best interest. Going about it through the media was maybe something they thought, all right, well, we can't sit down and talk to him. This guy's not going to give me the time of day.
Right.
So I'll say it to the media, get my side out there, that's fine. They're talking about their teammates. They're talking about guys they sit right next to.
For 45 minutes, an hour.
Turn their head over and say, hey, what the hell? Check your ego at the door, whatever you're going to say. That locker room doesn't have much leadership in it, it doesn't seem like.
And it doesn't have a lot of men, in my opinion. I think it's very easy to be vague in the media or vague on social media. Oh, peace out, eyeballs, this, egos, like whatever you want to do. It's a lot harder to be a man and go up and sit and say, listen, I mean, you got to check your ego at the door. We all suck right now.
Yep.
And that includes you. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough. We're all in this together. Like, have that conversation. So if I'm Jerod, those are the conversations I want to have because I agree with you. Going into Bill's office or going after Bill or like probably not going to end well. Probably not going to even be productive,
yeah,
quite honestly. But you'd like to think in a locker room where we've taken down the silos and we have a better culture and everybody hugs everybody, and right? Like, that's what this was built on. You know, what's the phrase that he was asked about today?
Collaboration?
No, it was...
communicate.
Something without being demeaning. Coaching without being demeaning, basically.
Okay.
Like, in a world where everybody's...
Sounds very new agey to me.
Right. But in a world where that is the truth, shouldn't you be able to talk to your teammate?
You'd think so.
Instead, because I find this reminds me of what I deal with and observe from afar, because I try to stay the F out of it, my 15-year-old daughter. and that what she goes through in high school and fans and teams and this and that and social media. Oh, did you see what so-and-so posted? What do you think that means? Who gives a rat's ass? Like, but these are men.
Yep.
These are 22 to 32-year-old men, professionals, and they're acting like they're teenage girls with, like, issues in the hallway at school. You're going to fight in the girl's bathroom? Like, this drives me nuts because this isn't, to me, about new age or hard-ass, soft-ass. It's unprofessional.
Yeah, it's definitely unprofessional. Kendrick Bourne said this. The energy could have been better, a lot better. We've got to find ways to fight within find ways from within to fight adversity. We know we're going to play at 9:30 through the week. We need to understand that. That's making personal decisions. Rather than staying up all night or eating whatever, whatever it is, whatever makes us better, we have to make those decisions to be better so when we get to the game, we can be better. Say better a few more times. We had a good long drives, and that's what we need to play our hardest, but with those drives, we start to get tired. There's self-evaluating we need to do. I don't know who specifically. It's just as a group. It feels like that. Just how I operate, I can feel it, so that's where I see we can get a lot better. Kendrick Bourne just rejoined the team like three weeks ago, right?
Yep.
Like, he's only been here a short amount of time, and he's already like, yeah, you guys are staying up too late. You're eating bad food. You're doing this. You're doing that. Like, Kendrick, you're not really doing much out there either, buddy. Like, not to pile on here, but this is interesting. It's interesting seeing who's being vocal, who's pointing stuff out. I don't know who was going out, if they were out partying in London, if they were eating Hot Pockets at midnight or whatever they were doing. But whatever it was, it's produced pretty rotten results here so far, and I think that everybody wants to either point the finger as to why that's going on, deflect the blame away from themselves, or in some cases say, hey, you know, you can't put this all on me. I'm Jalen Pye. You know, it's not all my fault. And to some extent, I agree. This isn't all Jalen Polk's fault.
No.
Jalen Polk is not playing well, but this whole thing, this season's all not on him.
I mean, if he's staying out late and eating like crap, then it might be more his fault than I thought. Or it could be Pop Douglas staying out late, eating like crap, and then being sick the next day. The one thing I didn't like was the end of it, where he says, I'm not talking about anybody specifically. Well, it seems specific.
So what, everybody's all just out late at night eating weird food? Yeah.
So you are, you have, when you made that comment, you had somebody or some group in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you saw somebody leaving the hotel or coming back to the hotel, and that's the other issue. If this is an actual problem, there's no bed checks, there's no monitoring, there's no curfews, there's no, because I know that's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick, most teams, coaches everywhere have bed checks and curfews and times where you're not allowed to be. So why are these people out there? Is that too much freedom again from the head coach? Because that seems like Kendrick Bourne is thinking very specifically there.
Yeah, it
right.
Does.
Like, that didn't seem like a vague sort of general discussion about the team.
Equality either. It sounds like they both have people in mind that they're thinking of and talking about.
So go
about,
talk to
them. That's what it is. Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you want to be a captain. Kendrick Bourne lobbied to be a captain.
Right.
If you want to be a captain and you're the most tenured, aged member of the wide receiver room, then slide down three bench spots, move up two seats on the plane. You had a long flight back. Plenty of opportunity, right, where you could go sit next to somebody, nuzzle up to them, and tell them you thought they weren't handling themselves as professional, whether that's Polk, whether that's Pop, whether that's Osborne. Could be all of them. Could be Osborne, too, by the way.
Yeah, definitely could be.
Because if Osborne thought he wasn't playing, maybe he's like, well, F it. I'm going to go. I'm in London. I might as well go out and eat crap and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why he's ticked off.
Could be.
So it could be any of those guys, but you have an opportunity.
And he ends up catching a touchdown pass, so
right.
You know, go figure, but yeah.
But Kendrick Bourne has an opportunity to treat those teammates man-to-man, like his coach just said. And even Mayo, I agree with him. You got a problem with Mayo? I believe him that he has an open-door policy. I believe that you could go have a discussion with Jerod Mayo if you're a player and not get grunted at like Belichick would or traded immediately to the Browns like Belichick would. I don't think there would be – first of all, there can't be in this day and age, right? You're not allowed to have what do they call it? Retaliation. I studied my HR rules.
Yeah. Does that count for pro sports? I don't know if it does.
I don't know, but Jerod Mayo comes from an HR world.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he should be retaliating against players, and I don't think he would because I think he cares about those things.
I agree with that. I think that he probably wouldn't, and he's made a big point of saying, hey, you know, if anybody has anything to say, he can come in. We got an open-door policy, and I agree. I believe that just based on his general demeanor when it comes to this stuff. He doesn't overreact to it even when they talk to the media. He doesn't overreact and freak out. He says, yeah, they can express themselves. That's fine. I think he means to me as well. So we'll see. We'll see if this starts to change. So far, it seems like it's not really working out too great. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls. And coming up next, 2-point conversion with 8.5 minutes left to go. I found myself very confused as to why this was considered such an obvious thing to do. And I heard the Midday Show talking about it as well. Andy, I'm not sure where you stand on this, so maybe we'll have a big, long argument about it. But first, here's Joe Braverman with what's trending.